Matthew Newman is a planner. He has a binder with table arrangements and a strict timeline for how he wants the day to go. But just before lunch, things were off track. The food wasn't ready and his volunteers were restless.
So I have probably 50 people right here that are pulling. All right, so just bear with me. I promise I haven't neglected you. Right.
Newman works in marketing at Samsung, putting on large events and trainings. He runs a photography business and a lawn care company on the side, as well as a nonprofit dedicated to increasing composting. Just a year ago, though, he was on the financial edge. Last December, he was raking leaves for a customer, wondering how he'd figure it all out.
The repo man was calling to repo my car at that time. I didn't have much money to even go purchase trash bags to finish the job. So it was a very tough time.
This year, though, his job went from freelance to full-time, and his side businesses are doing well.
I can truly say that I've been blessed, and if I have the means to give, then I give.
Christmas music plays as lunch is served. Long folding tables with white plastic tablecloths are decorated with candles and pine cones. Volunteers hand out turkey, ham, green beans, and macaroni and cheese. There are donated clothes and blankets and toys that'll be given out after lunch. Behind this festive scene is the sobering backdrop of Tent City. It's four blocks of tents clustered in the gravel and dust. Cars speeding overhead provide a constant din. Gilbert Hernandez wound up here a year ago after he moved from Houston and couldn't find work. He has decades of construction experience, he says, but two felony convictions from when he was younger make it hard to get hired.
I'm walking straight. I ain't been in no trouble. I ain't on probation or parole or nothing. I'm doing very well. It's just the matter of time somebody will open a door for me and give me that opportunity to get back on my feet and get off the streets.
Not everyone living in Tent City is jobless. Curtis landed a job last week with a moving company. The 56-year-old, who didn't want to give his last name, says older folks like him cluster together for safety and community here.
Just got plenty of people walking around here, and you got to watch out for perverbs and all that kind of stuff. But it's all right. You know, people mind their own business. You know, over here, where I'm at over here, you know, we just like a family, you know what I'm saying?
By his calculations, Curtis could be out of here in just a few weeks. By then, he says he should be able to save enough to get an apartment.
Hey, love, do you know it's food up there?
Candace Moffitt came down to Tent City today to help out with Christmas Eve lunch. She's been homeless herself, lived out of her car for a bit in college, but she's in a good place now. So she says she makes it part of her life to help out when she can, handing out blankets and sandwiches and working with the Tent City residents at least once a month.
It's like there's more days to the year than Christmas and Thanksgiving. There's more good people down here than there are bad people.
Moffitt says there's plenty of food in Tent City today, but worries what people will eat next week. So she hopes the generosity and holiday spirit can last beyond the season. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.